It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, technical editor Kira Pace and former music critic Joshua Kosman. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely, if overcast, Saturday morning. And this is the perfect time to spend an hour with us because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. We'd love to hear from you. We really do. And we do hope you will call soon with a question or answer. Of course, you haven't heard our questions yet. If you have one of your own, that's fine as well. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number. 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you that you can contact us via email. That is still legitimate, I believe. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And if you're waiting for the podcast, who isn't, that should be available later on at kalw.org and many other places. But please start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. Thank you to all of you who contributed and became new members last week. That was very nice of you. We did pretty well, I think. And we certainly appreciate our listeners and their contributions. We're not hitting on you this week, so don't worry about that. But we're just going to play the show. We're just going to do that. But thank you very much for those who stepped up last week. It's much appreciated. All right, so we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. But first, I have to find Kira's. That will just take me about 20 minutes. So here we go. Kira Pace cedes her introduction time. Kira Pace sees her introduction time for an important message.
And the important message is this, that Joshua Kosman today celebrates his 200th guest appearance on Minds Over Matter, with gratitude to the wonderful Leah Garchik for first bringing him into the fold, and of course to Dana for making it all happen.
Thank you for that. And thanks to everybody who's helped me do this. It's been fun. In search of a pleasant, good-humored, benevolent king, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is off to the UK next week. And good luck with that, Dana.
Yeah, well, it's the first leg of the apology tour. anyway, all right, we're going to start the questioning with Kira Pace.
I am going to give you the names of how many? Eight. I have eight films here. For each film, I want you to tell me the name of the person who provided narration. So these are largely unseen narrators. I think one of these people might be seen in a single scene or something, but largely unseen narrators. Okay. The eight movies are A Christmas Story, Casablanca, The Third Man, The Grinch, The Royal Tenenbaums, The Big Lebowski, Stairway to Heaven, and Tombstone. So once again, A Christmas Story, Casablanca, The Third Man, The Grinch, The Royal Tenenbaums, The Big Lebowski, Stairway to Heaven, and Tombstone. I will give you two each.
Yeah, good luck with that. I've only got one, and so I'm going to step in ahead of Dana because otherwise I'll be barred. The Big Lebowski is the unnamed cowboy played by Sam, I always want to call him Sam Neill, and that's not his name. It's the other Sam, What's his name? The guy with the big mustache.
The one with the mustache, not the
Oh,
one with the
Sam
celebrity
Elliott.
named
Sam Elliott. Thank you.
Yeah.
Farm
I
Animals.
always have a blank on that, and I always go
Smokey
to
the
Sam.
Bear.
Sam Elliott plays the cowboy in the bar, and that's the narrator of The Big Lebowski.
That is correct. Nice job.
Good job.
Go ahead.
And like coming out of the gate, swinging, getting a right answer just right away on your 200th episode here at Minds Over Matter. So
Yeah.
could you run over the other films just once more, please?
Sure. A Christmas Story, Casablanca, The Third Man, The Grinch, The Royal Tenenbaums, Stairway to Heaven, and Tombstone. I will add that Stairway to Heaven is from 1946 and is also called a matter of life and death.
Right. I love that film, by the way. It's
And
wonderful.
who's the narrator?
I'm trying to think now. It's a Well, let me concentrate on the ones that I think I know.
You oh, on the two, on the two that you
Oh,
think you know, because that's
right.
as many as you're getting.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you've got Third Man. I remember that there's a the main guy is the narrator in the Third Man, but I haven't seen it in too long, and I can't remember who it is.
No, it's not Joseph Cotten, though. It's he's not the narrator. I mean, he comes, he speaks over the action from time to time, but he's I don't think he's the
So you're right and you're
narrator.
wrong. Joseph Cotten is the narrator in the pre-1999 US version.
Ah.
But there's another person who
There
is
is
also the
another
narrator. There
person,
is,
the one I'm
yes.
more familiar with.
So Joseph Cotten is correct to a point.
Well, I'm going back to Casablanca, which is I think is Lou Marcel,
That is correct.
right?
Who's Lou
And
Marcel?
but you don't see him; he just does the voiceover at the top. And
My recollection is that David LaTulippe did an excellent Lou Marcel impression.
quite possible.
Since we're bringing back all the old names.
Who is Lou Marcel? Help
He's
me.
just the one that did the voiceover at the top of Casablanca, where they,
Wow.
they travel from country to
Right, right,
country
right,
and wait and wait and wait. You know, it's that. And The Christmas Story is Gene Shepherd. He does the
Yes.
narration.
Oh,
Nice job getting that Ohio con in there. That
Right.
was, yeah, that was
Kira,
important.
I love this question and everything about it, but you left out my favorite
Who did I
voiceover
leave out?
narration of all time,
Which is?
Days of Heaven.
Okay, I've added Days of Heaven to this list. So nine movies, Days of Heaven being the ninth.
Well, no, this is nice. This is like editing
Yeah.
Wikipedia. thank you for that.
Sure. So would you like to give the narrator to Days of Heaven?
Me? Oh, yeah, I know it. That's why I was mentioning. I
Okay.
mean, I was going to see if you knew it.
Me? Oh no, I'm
No,
Googling
or
it right
Dana.
now to add
No,
to.
I don't know right offhand. No.
It's Linda Manz who
Oh
plays
dear.
the kid
Oh
sister,
right.
who
Okay.
plays the kid sister, and you know, it's a wonderful performance, and the voiceover is just gorgeous. I just love everything about it. That's all
So
I have
since
to say.
we're talking about editing Wikipedia, per Wikipedia, improvised narration from the teen Linda Manz. So she even
Wow, she improvised it? Oh,
improvised by the teen
wow.
Linda Manz. That is the exact sentence in
That's
Wikipedia. So
great. That's
nice
great.
job knowing that.
I didn't know
Quick
it was imp
addition.
All right. Good.
All right. So, Kira, do you just run over that list once more and what you
All
want,
right.
and then we'll move on.
For each of these films, you tell me the person who provided the narration. And the ones we have left are The Third Man, looking for the post-1999 US version narration. So The Third Man, The Grinch, Stairway to Heaven, and Tombstone.
Okay. And Josh.
Okay, I am going to give you a list of men from fiction, film, and literature. And I want you to tell me how they're better known. I'll give you their names. You give me their descriptors. The men are Frankie Machine, Thomas Jerome Newton, Dr. Ben McKenna, Tom Donovan, Philip Nolan, and Sheridan Whiteside. So these are men from fiction, film and literature mostly, I think. Frankie Machine, Thomas Jerome Newton, Dr. Ben McKenna, Tom Donovan, Philip Nolan, and Sheridan Whiteside. What men are these?
All right. So you want the work of or work of literature?
No, I'm not asking for. I'm asking for the. Sure. Sure.
Okay.
It's the same question.
Yeah, it is basically. Okay. Kira?
No, I know none of these. Dr. Right. Ben McKenna looks like a familiar name to me, but I don't know.
I think Dana's going to know all of these, so I'm going to hold him to two out of the six.
All right. Well, Philip Nolan is, if I recall my junior high school education, it's The Man Without a Country.
That is correct.
All right.
And who's Sheridan Whiteside?
Sorry.
You have your choice.
I know Sheridan Whiteside.
I know. Okay.
I have two.
All right. Pick the good
ones.
Could
you give me the other ones once more?
Frankie Machine.
Right.
Thomas Jerome Newton. Dr. Ben McKenna. Tom Donovan. And Sheridan Whiteside.
Yeah, I know a couple of them, but Frankie Machine is the most interesting. That's The Man with the Golden Arm, isn't it?
Correct. Well done. Okay.
All right. There we go.
So yeah, we'll leave the other ones out there. Kira, knowing you and knowing what you know, I think your best bet is Thomas Jerome Newton. I bet you know him.
Yeah, I'm guessing that all these start with the man in.
The man who.
Or the man who?
No, sorry.
Well, they all start with the man.
The man, yeah. All right.
Well, so which one? Arm and Without a Country?
The Man with the Golden Arm is Frankie Machine, Philip Nolan, The Man Without a Country, and we're looking for Thomas Jerome Newton, Dr. Ben McKenna, Tom Donovan, and Sheridan Whiteside.
Which one am I supposed to have got or be able to get?
Thomas Jerome Newton seems like
He's the man with the golden gun.
Ooh, that's a good guess, but no. Who's the man with the golden gun?
Scaramanga or something like that. I don't know. My James Bond knowledge is not that great.
Yeah.
But I think it's something like that.
I should mention one of these is a spoiler, but whatever.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, you are listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to talk to you. So you have a question of your own, feel free to give us a call. Of course, you can answer one of ours as well. That's more than welcome. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So today we're going to have some question about science. First, what is the brightest star in the sky?
The sun.
Beautiful. All right, so you remember that from last time. Okay, now let's talk about rivers. What is the longest river?
The Nile.
How about we'll go from there. How about the largest in volume of water?
The Amazon.
Very good.
Kira has been paying attention.
All right. How about the widest?
The widest.
In Argentina.
So the Rio de la Plata?
That's it. Yeah, very, very wide. Very wide. How about the shortest? Dana knows that. I asked before.
Oh, it's a river in Oregon, which it has a single. Its name is a single letter, I believe.
Yeah, the D River.
Right.
Okay, very good. So, by the way, the best star. Okay, what is the best star in the night sky?
Sirius.
All right, that's perfect. That's perfect. Okay, if you would drive here from the ground, from Earth to our nearest star, which is called. Planets around is very similar to Earth. How long would it take you if you drive your car? So I'll give you choices. Take you 1 million year, 5 million year, or 55 million year?
I'm sorry, where are we driving from?
Florida.
Proxima Centauri, the nearest planet to Earth.
All right.
Proxima Centauri, is a star that has some planets around it. Proxima Centauri is actually a star.
And how fast are we driving And have combos been provided for this road trip?
60 miles an hour. Yeah, I should have said that.
All right. I would go with C, whatever the number C was.
Which was what?
Yeah, I don't remember. The largest number, I believe, of the numbers you gave.
It took you 55 million years. Is that
all right?
Then I don't believe that human ever would make it any.
I don't have that kind of time.
No. And I noticed that he did not answer about the combos. I will not take a road trip without combos.
What are combos?
Oh, they are delicious. They're pretzel snacks stuffed with cheese.
Okay.
So, you know.
No,
stock up, Ede.
No Slim Jims or Mountain Dew, I guess. Okay.
Oh, and, Lord, no. No. Combos all the way.
All right. Anything else, Ede?
Yeah. Well, let's see. What else should really interest everybody? What is the year? What is the Egyptian calendar today? Is it 4065, 5065, or 2065?
Oh, he's tricking us by giving them out of order.
Sorry, I
that's okay. It's 5065.
Yeah. Actually, they did it using one of the stars you mentioned. Which one? They did use this astronomy to create the year.
Which Sirius. Star?
Who mentioned it a minute ago?
Sirius.
Right. 100% right. Yes. And Sirius, by the way, or Cyrus, either way, it means the star of Isis. Always great show. Love to talk to you. And please, everybody, donate money to KLAW and KBFA and KQDFM, KQDFM, because they have to. You have to be kept on the air. Thank you very much, and have a very good day.
Thank you, Reed. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yes, let's start with KLW, if you would. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you, so give us a call as soon as you can. We'll get to your calls momentarily. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Our panels today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Joshua Cosman, former classical music for The Chronicle, now writes for Substack. Is that correct, Josh?
That is correct.
Okay, good. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Do you do puzzles on Substack?
No, my weekly cryptic crossword with Berkeley native Henry Picciotto is on Patreon. It's Out of Left Field Cryptics. I usually plug it a little bit in Substack, but
okay. Yeah. Did you have a puzzle recently on the puzzle?
Yes, we did. Okay. We had the weekly puzzler a couple weeks ago on Will Schwartz's Sunday.
Remind
Sunday
people what it was. I just out of curiosity. I'd like to know.
The puzzle was this. Think of a word meaning delay. Delete one W and you get another word meaning delay.
That's right. Okay.
What are the two words?
All right. I'll leave it open in case anybody didn't hear it.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. All right. So my turn, I think. So let me give you a couple of questions here. So on the list of the 10, well, this is according to Glassdoor. We know what Glassdoor is. It's where people call and anonymously complain about their companies. On the list of the 10 best places to work in the U.S. in 2025, according to Glassdoor, and culture, it deals with culture, pay, benefits, etc. There's only one food company there, and there's only one nonprofit on it. So what are those?
These are the best companies?
The best places to work in the U.S., best companies to work for in the U.S. On a list of the 10 best places or companies to work for in the U.S. in 2025, according to Glassdoor, what is the one food company and the one nonprofit?
I can't imagine a good place to work. It seems weirdly optimistic or idealistic of me, but is the food company Ben and Jerry's?
It is not. It is not.
Is the food company going to be something like Chick-fil-A?
Well, it's not Chick-fil-A. Okay. That's what you're asking.
Okay.
So once more, on the list of the 10 best places to work in the U.S. in 2025, according to Glassdoor, I'm looking for company names. There's only one food company on that list, and there's one nonprofit on that list. What are those?
When you say food company, do you mean like restaurant group, or do you mean like the manufacturer of food?
No, like, they serve food.
They serve food. Okay.
They do. And let's see. You may get this very quickly. We'll see. There are only two countries, independent countries in the world, whose names end in three consonants. What are they?
One of them is where I'm going tomorrow, and that's Netherlands.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
Any idea what the other is?
Three consonants?
Correct.
No. I don't know.
All right.
How many were there?
Three consonants. Oh, there's only two that I could find that are independent, fully independent countries. So the two countries I could find whose names end in three consonants. One is the Netherlands. What is the other? All right, one more. I'm going to give you a list of five actors. And all these actors starred in one film in which the title is the name of a country, and only the name of a country, not the and nothing else. So each of these actors starred in a film in a single word country. Excuse me. Each of these actors starred in a film in which a country's name, single word country's name, by the way, is the whole film title. So number one, Sean Connery. Number two, Sonia Henie. Number three, James Stewart. Number four, Marlena Dietrich. Number five, Alan Ladd. So again, each of these actors starred in a film in which a single word country is the entire film title. Number one, Sean Connery. Number two, Sonia Henie. Number three, James Stewart. Number four, Marlena Dietrich. Number five, Alan Ladd. And the other question was, there are two countries whose names end in three consonants. Josh got the Netherlands, and there's one left.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have to push back on your research here, because there are, okay. I can think of two more that we haven't gotten. And if you thought of one, you would have thought of the other. So maybe you missed both of them, because there's still Marshall Islands and Solomon Islands.
The Solomon Islands, the Marshall Islands are not a sovereign nation.
Marshall Islands are.
I think you'll find you. They are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You need to do more Sporkle.
Yes, the Solomon Islands is the other one I'm looking for.
Oh, you were looking for Solomon Islands, but you omitted Marshall Islands.
Right.
I see. Okay, got it.
Okay.
We got them all then.
We're done with that. And on the list of the 10 best places to work, companies to work for in the United States in 2025, according to Glassdoor, there was one food company on that list, or one company that serves food, I should say, as its mission, and one nonprofit. So, All right. And I should also say that we have some emails here. Virginia Brasky is guessing that Sheraton Whiteside, and I think that's a correct guess, is the man who came to dinner.
So he is. That's right.
All right.
Well done.
All right. Here we go. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm looking for the narrator of the movie War of the Worlds.
That is Sir Cedric Hardwick, I think.
You are spectacular, and I love your program. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Nicely done.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And he's talking about the 1953 War of the Worlds. I think it's 50. Is it 53? War of the Worlds, right, not the later one. And let's see, next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, you're on.
Oh, good, good. Thank you. Sorry. This is Eddie in the Tenderloin. And I don't have any answers to your questions, they made me think of a couple of my own. I like the narrators in two films very much. Can you name the narrator in To Kill a Mockingbird?
That's Kim Stanley, I think.
You named her, yes, absolutely. Right. I just love her voice at the opening of that film. Also, my second favorite narrator is in the film Stardust.
Do you mean the Australian movie, Stardust?
It's Claire Danes, Robert De Niro, Charlie Cox, Michelle Pfeiffer. Okay.
That I do not know. Is it narrated by anybody who's in the film?
No, but he's got a very well-known voice, and he's an actor.
I do not know this. No, sorry, can't answer.
Okay, Ian McKellen.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And finally, what one-word country film did Catherine Helmand appear in?
Brazil, thank you.
Right.
Thank you both. Thank all three of you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Okay. Any questions about content from when I was alive? Thumbs up.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. I hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. And give us a call. We would love to talk on the air with you. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Kira, you go ahead, please.
I don't know which one I want to do. I guess I'll do this one. Okay. I am going to give you six lines of poetry.
And poetry.
It gets better.
Okay.
Each of these are the deeper lyrics, for the most part, of American patriotic songs. So for each line of poetry, you tell me which American patriotic song this is from. So the first is, "For heroes proved in liberating strife." For heroes proved in liberating strife. Number two is, "Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution." Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution. And if it helps, "washed" is spelled with an apostrophe D. The third one is, "Let us all be grateful for a land so fair." Number four is, "Let eagle shriek from lofty peak, the never-ending watchword of our land." Let eagle shriek from lofty peak, the never-ending watchword of our land. Number five is, "Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel." Again, "Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel." And the last one, "There was Captain Washington upon a slapping stallion." There was Captain Washington upon a slapping stallion. So one through six.
Finally.
For heroes proved in liberating strife. Number two is, "Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution." Number three is, "Let us all be grateful for a land so fair." Number four is, "Let the eagle shriek from lofty peak, the never-ending watchword of our land." Number five is, "Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel." And number six is, "There was Captain Washington upon a slapping stallion."
Well, that last one sounds kind of naughty to me.
No, it's super hot.
Yeah.
Well, I've only got one, and you probably know them all. So.
No.
Kira
knows them all.
Kira knows them all.
I do, but only because I looked them up earlier and wrote them down.
The last one about Captain Washington, that's from Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Verse 3, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know that.
I think in grade school, they made us sing all the verses or something. Yeah.
What state are you from?
Pennsylvania.
All right. That makes sense, I guess.
We, Valley Forge. Grew up near Valley Forge.
The first one, and don't ask me to remember all the words because I don't, is I think is America the Beautiful.
It is verse 3 from America the Beautiful.
Yeah, and they made us sing some of that in California. And I forgot which one it was now.
We have their blood has washed out their foul footsteps pollution. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. Let eagles shriek.
That's God Bless America, isn't it?
It is the intro, the okay. lesser known intro to God Bless America, all written right, by
Irving Berlin.
Irving Berlin. Yeah. If you didn't know, always a good guess.
Okay, so good for that. And I know I'm asking a lot, but just give the ones that nobody's gotten yet. And we'll
okay. The that. Three that we have left are, their blood has washed out their foul footsteps pollution. Let eagles shriek from lofty peak, the never-ending watchword of our land. And let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel.
All right. Well, this just in, Rita, one of our longtime listeners, says, crush the serpent with his heel is the battle hymn of the Republic.
Verse 3, battle hymn of the Republic.
There you go.
Nice job, Rita.
Thank you, Rita. I was just about to guess that for one of the others. No, I would have been wrong.
And all right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hello. Is it me?
It is you.
Oh, wonderful. I got a couple of them. One, I believe that the other narrator, or other voiceover rather, for the third man, is Carol Reed. Am I correct?
Nice job.
That is it really correct. Well? There you go. Good for you.
And there's another one as well, Tom Donovan. Mm-hmm. Tom Donovan is the man who really shot Liberty Valance.
That is correct. Exactly so.
That's it.
And one more. I believe that that Sean Connery was in a film called Cuba.
That is correct.
Huh.
Oh, it's a good day for me. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I love your show.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Yes, let's take a quick look at some emails here. And Chris is wondering if the narrator, and I think this is right, of The Grinch is Thurl Ravenscroft.
Oh my gosh, I needed to specify which Grinch I was talking about.
Oh.
I will give it to him because that is true. But
you were talking about the
new Grinch, the Ron Howard directed, right? I think it was Ron Howard directed Grinch.
The one with Mike Myers?
Right?
Is it Mike Myers?
I think that's right.
I thought that was Jim Carrey was in there.
Oh, Jim Carrey, that's right.
Mike Myers is a Cat in the Hat.
That's right.
Yeah, but anyway. But yes, you know what? He's correct. So bell for him.
Okay, all right. And Chris also got the Tom Donovan, the man who shot Liberty Valance. And so did Michael. Want to give credit to all these people now. And Emery is wondering if the Marlene Dietrich film with a country's name as the title is Morocco. And of course, that is true. And again, that was her only Oscar nomination for Best Actress was for Morocco. And all right. And Josh, I think it's your turn.
Sure. Here's a quick one for you. Who has the longest and shortest last name among current U.S. senators? The longest is unique. The shortest, there are two ties. Two senators are tied for that position.
Are these single word last
names? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, single word. I'll eliminate Mastis Castro, but I didn't need to after all because... I'm missing her name. It's the Democrat from Nevada with the two last names.
Yeah, you're right.
But I can't get it. It's Masto. Anyway, it's not her.
Okay.
The longest name is a single word that's longer than both her names put together.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it?
And two of them are tied for the shortest last name.
Is one of them the fellow from Oklahoma by any chance? Mullen's.
Mark Wayne Mullen.
Mark Ray Mullen.
No, that's just. I'm just looking at the last. I'm looking at the last name. So
okay. All right.
Mullen doesn't rate.
Okay. And can you tell us how many words the short or how many words, how many letters the shortest one has?
No, I don't think I will.
I bet it's four.
It's more than two.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right. Just give that question once more.
All right. Who has the longest and the shortest last names among current U.S. senators? The longest name is unique. The shortest name, there are two senators tied for that honor, one from each party.
Okay. And let's just quickly go around and remind people what questions we have left. Kira?
Okay. Looking for the people who provided narration for these films. The first is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and that is, I needed to get the year for that, I'm sorry, but it's the one that stars Jim Carrey. The Royal Tenenbaums, Stairway to Heaven, and Tombstone. Also looking for the title of the patriotic song that includes these lines. The two we have left there are, "Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution," and "Let eagle shriek from lofty peak, the never-ending watchword of our land."
Okay.
I'm looking for identifiers for these fictional men, Thomas Jerome Newton and Dr. Ben McKenna, in addition to the senator question we just gave.
All right. And each of these actors start in a film with a single word country as the entire title. The ones we have left are Sonia Haney, James Stewart, and Alan Ladd. On the list of the 10 best places to work company-wise in the United States, according to Glassdoor for 2025, there is one company that serves food as its mission and one nonprofit. What are they? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
All right, then.
We were missing the radio.
We thought there were like four more ahead of us. This is Danny and Sandra in Albany.
Hi.
Hi
there.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. All right, so we got a couple of possible answers here.
So Kira, I think I know the narrator of Tombstone, so I can be your Huckleberry. Where'd my brain go? Robert Mitchum?
Robert Mitchum is correct.
All right.
Nice job.
Danny. And Josh, is the man who knew too much Dr. Ben McKenna?
That is correct. The man who knew too much. Well done.
Yes, and so what was the other name of the other man who knew too much?
Oh, oops. I forget which one this was.
You mean the first version of it?
The first version.
Yeah. So is Ben McKenna the James Stewart the remake, right?
Yes.
That's right. And
so
the first man who knew too much was named Bob Lawrence. And he was played by, you must know that one.
Well, let's see.
Dana knows.
Yes, I do know this. His wife was Leslie, or Edna Best.
Edna Best was great.
And what was his name? I forgot. Sorry, I forgot.
Give him a hint.
It's a gender unspecific first name.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Howard.
Oh, no, it's right. Leslie Banks.
Sorry.
Okay. No, that's great. But Sonia Henney was in a movie that was appropriately called Iceland.
That's correct.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. I mean, who else could possibly star in Iceland, right? It was back then. I'm so delighted with that, with the lyric, "When eagles shriek from lofty peak." I'm dying to figure out what that one was. I do not know, but it's such a great line.
That is the one with the best backstory, but I think the most interesting answer.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing that interesting answer, which I do not have. Okay, here's a quick question.
Okay, wait. I have a completely, I don't even know why I think this, but the Royal Tenenbaums, which I only saw once a very long time ago, I want to say that the narrator is like, is it Alec Baldwin?
Once again, you are correct.
Wow.
That's good.
I don't know where she stores these facts.
You know, I used to do that. I used to do that kind of stuff, like, for a living. So I paid attention.
All right.
Back
very
then,
good.
Anyway. All okay, right. Off to Danny.
All right. Okay, real quick here. real quick. Quicker than Eid. Quick. What is or was a jitney? And why was it called a jitney?
Like a cab?
It's
a jitney cab?
Well, yes. it's an open air.
It's like a train. Yeah.
It's a cab. It's an open air cab. And absolutely right. And it dates from the very, very earliest days of open air cabs. But why was it called a jitney? Which is, I only found this out recently.
Well.
No,
we don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know or you don't. It's just I'll just do the fun fact thing. It's from Creole French, and it was Creole French for a nickel, the coin, a nickel, because that's what it cost to ride a jitney in about 1900.
Interesting.
So, it was like a nickel cab. There you go.
Thank you.
More useless information. All right. Well, we're having a lovely time with you this morning.
Love you guys.
Have the rest of your lovely day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. And if you want to join us here, it's 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let me throw this question in because it's I wrote it just for you, Josh.
All right.
What is the only opera based on an Alfred Hitchcock film?
Oh, that would be Marnie by Nico Bulli.
Is there really? Oh, I only saw one that was on there, and it wasn't Marnie. So that's interesting.
Okay, yeah. This was done at the Met about 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. I guess my list is older than that, though.
Yeah.
Marshall Islands also on that list.
Oh, rubbing it in. Another opera based on a... Not aware of another one. Let me think.
There is another one.
Oh, I believe you. I'm not doubting it.
2015.
Okay.
And it was premiered in the Royal Swedish Opera.
Huh.
So, what is the other opera based on a Hitchcock film?
Okay. Let me think about that.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Howdy, is this me?
It is you.
Hi, it's Brian in Moraga.
Hi, Brian.
Somebody got the shirt in Whitesides, which is a great movie, The Man Who Came to Dinner with Monty Woolley. I'd like to take a guess on the last one. Thomas Jerome Newton. Was that David Bowie in The Man Who Fell to Earth?
Exactly right. Well done. Good job. Take
Very
a bell.
Good. That's a name you don't forget. For some reason, it's just an odd name. Thanks, guys. Enjoying
Thank
the show
you.
Very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And let's see. Carlton is wondering, Joshua, if you ever went to the Boy Scout Jamboree in Valley Forge.
No, I did not. it was not for lack of trying. I mean, it was for lack of trying. I was not
I think so. It's just the opposite there. Okay, let's see. All right. And all right, who has a question they want to throw in? Josh, I'll leave it up to you.
Sure, I've got a shorty.
Okay.
Who is the only non-musician to have won a Grammy for Best New Artist?
Ooh. So this person
won the Grammy for Best New Artist and is not a musician of any kind.
So they do not sing or?
I can't make it any clearer than that. This person is not a musician. There's no musical content in their artistry. And yet, Best New Artist Grammy. And no, not Milli Vanilli.
But they performed.
Yes. And made records.
And made records.
Hence the Grammy.
So that makes this person probably a comedian? Maybe a storyteller of sorts, but certainly like comedian seems right.
How about somebody, well, I don't know if this would count. Somebody like Alan Sherman?
But he did Hello Mudda, Hello Flower.
I think of Alan Sherman as a musician.
All right.
Yeah.
So, best new artist. And they're a real person.
Absolutely real.
Okay.
How about like George Carlin?
Good guess, but not correct.
Okay.
All right. Give the question once more.
So, who was the only non-musician ever to win a Grammy for Best New Artist? And again, I'm excluding Milli Vanilli, who got their Best New Artist Grammy revoked because they weren't musicians.
Okay. All right. Get that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. You know, Mississippi River. You were talking about widest river, longest river. What is the Mississippi River hands down champion of? I don't know what the word is. I can describe it to you.
All right. Describe it to us.
It takes in water from upstate New York all the way to Montana. It has the widest reach. It's the entire continent of North America, practically. And so I'll find out what that word is, but it has the biggest reach in a sense. Anyway, it's huge. Anyway, so here's what I was going to ask you, because this is a follow-up to, you know, earlier this week was the Titanic. There are people who bought tickets for the Titanic but didn't board. Do you know who they are? They're famous people who had tickets but didn't board. Who are they?
I think I don't know if he actually bought a ticket, but I know he was going to go. It was J.P. Morgan.
Yes, and he fell ill in Italy. Good, that's one. Try and see if you can get some more.
No, I don't think I can go any further than that.
These are the ones with good anecdotes. Henry Clay Frick, his wife, Adelaide, like twisted her ankle, so he had to stay again in Europe, and he was probably glad. And the other one is someone, Hershey. You know his first name, as in Hershey chocolate.
Is it William?
No, Milton.
Milton right.
Hershey. He also didn't go on. Oh, and here's an interesting one. It's kind of ironic, but the person who invented the telegraph, or not the telegraph, but the, what did they call it? The air where they were using.
The Morse code, you mean?
Samuel F. Morse?
Or air to air is what? Over the air.
Marconi?
Yes, Marconi. He had tickets but didn't board. Could you imagine he's watching this thing? I told you so. You know, he invented the technology. It doesn't mean you're going to pay attention. Next thing you do is when they say iceberg ahead, don't go full speed ahead in the middle of the night. He can't fix that problem.
That won't end well for you.
But here's the most interesting one. This guy's name was Alfred, I forget what his name, Alfred Vanderbilt.
All right.
Alfred Vanderbilt. So he was a rich descendant of Cornelius Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
And this person, he didn't get on it, but it's the greatest irony because...
He was on the Lusitania.
Yes. 3 years later, yes, he died on the Lusitania
in 1915.
How did you know that?
Just because that's one of the names.
Have you met Dana?
No, not recently.
No, I was asking him whether he seemed surprised that you would know something like that. And yeah. I thought that showed a lack of awareness.
It seems like an obscure thing. But the Lusitania, the idea that he had tickets but didn't go on the Titanic, but then it's like you think, But then he gets on the Lusitania, and it's almost like fate is looking for this guy.
Well, he bought himself 3 extra years, so there you go.
Hey, yeah, good for him. All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right, sure. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. You can ask us whatever you may choose, or you can answer one of our questions, and we hope you will do that. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Kira, do you have a quick question you want to throw in? Or not?
Yeah, with 7 wins, what state has the most Miss America title holders?
Uh-oh.
The most recent winner from the state was 2019's Nia Imani Franklin.
My husband's dialing the phone as we speak. And it's, of course, not dialing anymore. But okay, we'll see if he calls in. Well, I'll just take a guess and wonder if it's either Texas or South Carolina.
Nope and nope.
All right. There we go. Okay, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on? There you are.
I think so.
Okay, go ahead, please.
No.
Oh, yes, you're on.
It's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I'm pretty sure I haven't got it, but I think the one-word movie for Jimmy Stewart is Nebraska. Am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I thought so. Anyway, it was nice to talk to you.
Oh, well, thanks, thank Thomas. You, Thomas. Appreciate it.
Bye.
There is a film called Nebraska. I think it just came out a few
years
ago.
There is. But, yeah. You know. It's like the scene in Dog Day Afternoon, Nebraska. That's not a country.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas Knott in Berkeley in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Miss America, Kira, I'm going to guess Florida.
No, not Florida.
Nope. Okay. The short name senators, did you get those already?
No, we've been waiting on that. Bring it.
I know there's Mike Lee from Utah. I imagine
that
he's
got to
be one of them.
Yes. Well done.
As short as his intellect. Let's see. And I can't think of a long one. Maybe, I don't know. I can't think. I know Van Hollen, the guy from Connecticut.
No, but good guess, but we're looking for someone longer than that.
Okay. How about the Grammy winner, Marcel Marceau? No, Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart is correct. Well done, Thomas. Yes.
Thank you.
That was like the second year of the Grammys.
And Kara, did you get the Grinch?
Not yet.
Narrator?
Just about to, I think.
Boris Karloff?
Oh, no, no. This is the 2000 How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, the movie. No, that freaked me out. I would not see that. Okay. Well, thanks. Oh, no, I'll ask Boris Karloff, because I brought up, do you know, can you give me his real name?
Oh, William Henry Pratt.
There you go. And can you tell me this? He had a great aunt who was also known, very famous, his mother's sister, or grandmother's sister.
No, I do not know.
Played by Jodie Foster in a movie.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
So Boris Karloff's great aunt.
And others.
Tessa the D'Urbervilles.
Yeah, right.
Played by Jodie.
Kind of on the right track in a bizarre way. It's a four-letter woman's name.
Is
Mary.
Don't tell me. Oh! It
has to do with Broadway as well. But not initially. She's Broadway and on film, portrayed on Broadway and on film.
Hmm.
Huh.
Don't know.
I do not know either.
It is Anna from Anna and the King of Siam.
Really?
Is that so? No, is that
aunt
a fact?
Was,
I didn't know
the real Anna who the show is based on her memoirs. Yeah.
And that was Boris Karloff's what relation?
His mother's his grandmother's sister, his great aunt.
All right.
His maternal side.
Hmm.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Adios. Thank you. Josh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of long senators with long names. And how about Richard Blumenthal?
Blumenthal. Too short.
Too short. All right.
That was, ten? Yeah, that's only 10. We're looking for 12.
12. There's an Angela also Brooks.
Yes, is there is. It? No. Count them up. That's Maryland. Also 10. Yeah, she's good. She's from Maryland, and she's got a 10-letter name.
But you're looking for 12.
I'm looking for 12. All I'm right. Not going to be satisfied until I get
okay.
It.
Never mind then.
Senator 12.
All right.
Go ahead.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, thank you. This is Michael in San Francisco. I love patriotic music, and I want to answer a couple of Kira's lines from patriotic songs.
Great. I wish you would.
So, yes.
Oh, great. Yeah, especially for the caller who couldn't wait to hear what Eagle Shriek from Lofty Peak would be. Maybe you can tell if you hear the melody. Let Eagle Shriek from Lofty Peak, the never-ending watchword of our land. The sound breeze swept through the trees, the echo of a chorus grand. Anyway, the melody might give you a clue.
It sounds Stars and Stripes Forever.
Yeah.
Right, the National March, and the words were written, very few people know this, the words were written by John Philip Sousa to go with the march. And
exactly
the other
right.
One that I could answer, yes, and the other one that I could answer is their blood has washed out their foul footsteps pollution. That's from the much-loved third verse of the Star-Spangled Banner.
I'm giving you all third verses today. That is also correct. Nice job.
Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, great to hear you guys.
Thank you. And great answer to the question, by the way. Thank you very much. And all right, let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Richard from Berkeley.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, this is Richard from Berkeley.
Hi, Richard. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a correction. The character that Frank Sinatra played in Man with a Golden Arm, his character's name was Frank Majinek.
Oh.
That was just his street name was when he was dealing. He was known as the dealer.
Right, and, this Frankie Machine. Right, that's his. Yeah, his street name. Okay.
Okay, and I had who was a couple of questions about that film. Who was the band leader that Frank Majinek is doing the rehearsal for when he falls apart, and also who played. His dog napping crony that was a little bit of humor.
I only know the crony one is Arnold Stang, I believe.
Right.
I don't know the band leader. We're almost out of time, so quickly tell us who that is.
Yeah, that was Shorty Rogers and the Giant.
All right.
And who was the connection?
Oh, that was Darren McGavin, I think.
You got him. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Okay, time to clean up here. And first of all, I should point out that Stephanie emailed and said, is the long senator's name John Hickenlooper?
Correct. Well done, Stephanie.
All
thank
right.
you.
There we go.
Democrat of Colorado.
Right.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas was narrated by Anthony Hopkins. Stairway to Heaven was narrated by John Longden. And the state with the most Miss America title holders is New York.
Hmm. The other shortest senator, in addition to Mike Lee, is the newly elected Democrat from New Jersey, Andy Kim.
Oh, okay. And let's see, each of these actors appeared in a film with a single word country as the title. I think they may get, James Stewart is Malaysia, Alan Ladd is China. Of the list of the 10 best places to work in the U.S., the food company is In-N-Out Burger. And the nonprofit, if you want to call it that, is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The opera based on a Hitchcock film premiered in Sweden in 2015 is Notorious.